This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have Kelly Rogers. Kelly is president of Rogers Investment Consulting and has over 30 years' experience in the investment and financial services industry. She has been a chartered financial analyst chart holder since 1989. In 1998, she was a founding member of the Investment Funds Standards Committee and held the position of chair in 2001. She remained a member of the committee until 2006. She was a member of the Toronto Stock Exchange, issuer and advisors advisory committee in 1994 and 1995. In 2006, she was appointed for a two-year term to the Investors Advisory Committee of the Ontario Securities Commission. In addition to being a founding member of the National Aboriginal Trust's Officers Association in 2006, Ms. Rogers was a member of the advisory committee from inception until 2011. In 2017, she was appointed vice chair of the Finance, Investment, and Audit Committee of the Anishinaabe Health Foundation. Kelly, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Andre. I'm a faithful reader of Nation Talk.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. Now, Kelly, how did you become involved with First Nations communities?
I got a call in 2005 from an accountant asking me for 6 copies of my book. When he gave me the mailing address, it was Whitehorse. I thought, oh, I wonder what he's going to use it for. So I called him back and asked him, and he was working with a First Nation whose land claim settlement had been improperly invested, and he was trying to get it sorted out. So I started helping them, and then they referred to who referred to who referred to. And so I worked my way from the northern reaches of the Yukon coming east.
Now, specifically, can you tell us what it is that you do for First Nations?
A lawyer coined it very well one day a few years ago. I'm the financial architect of their trust agreements. So when they get a land claim settlement, the lawyers are the legal architects of what a trust looks like. But they also need financial input who understand the capital markets, understand how to structure the income requirements, how to structure the trust agreement to deal with volatility of market, you know, day-to-day market volatility. So I'm the financial architect, and then I assist them in monitoring and evaluating their investment managers.
So in the course of your career, you have seemed to become more involved in the Aboriginal community in different ways.
Yes. Yes, it's been from the beginning in 1995, from a standing start, it now represents about 70% of my business. It's a big, important component.
Now, tell me a bit about the Anishinaabe Health Foundation.
It's a wonderful initiative. Anishinaabe Health Toronto is entering into a major capital campaign for building the new center. And the decision was made at the board level that all of the fundraising would be done through a foundation, which is quite standard in the not-for-profit world. So the foundation will be doing the fundraising to build a new health center, which will be purpose-built, which will be down on the land in the West Don Lands, which will bring together the 3 locations that they now have and make it much easier for their clients to access their different programs, such as the mental health, the diabetes, the nutrition. It will all be in one location, and it will combine the traditional teachings and traditional medicines with modern day medicines, sort of both working hand in hand.
This sounds like a huge endeavor. How much money needs to be raised?
They need a lot. I believe, as any other accredited community health center, the province does contribute some money. The province has also contributed at a very nominal fee or price, I understand, the land. But the sort of rules, whether it's an Aboriginal health center or whether it's Richmond Hill Hospital, the community has to come up with one-third of the build cost. So in this case, I understand it's about $10 million.
Well, $10 million in the wider scope of things to create something so much that is needed, that could be a really good bridge to the mainstream community as well. Tell me, why is this important to you personally in the volunteer work that you do?
That's an excellent question. I connected with Anishinaabe Health at a time when I was just sort of had finished some major volunteer commitments, which I'd done for a number of years. So I had the time and was open. And when I hear my clients, whether they're in Parry Sound or Timmins area or wherever they are in Ontario, talk about the health center and the great work they do for their members, it's an easy way for me to give back.
And an admirable way. So you have a major event coming up on June the 7th. Let's talk about that, because we are talking about raising money. So
that's
we
right.
have a big event coming up on June 7th.
We're calling it a friendraiser as opposed to a fundraiser, because we want to introduce a whole new group of people to Anishinaabe Health so that when we then go to ask them for the big donations, they have some familiarity and they've seen, yeah, this is good work they're doing. So we're calling it a friendraiser. It's on June the 7th. It is at the St. James Cathedral Event Center, which is a fabulous venue with gorgeous glass walls and a patio, which you have to have in Toronto in June. We have to be able to have outdoor space. And it's a reception 5:30 to 7:30. The tickets are $100 each, so it's a very modest cost for anyone. You'll have all your food and drink will be provided, and we're having a silent auction. Part silent, part live. So we've got some really neat auction items.
This sounds exciting. Well, you know what? I have to confess, I am going to MC this event, and I am so looking forward to it. What kind of support do you have now? Do you have any major corporations that have come on board? Because I understand the challenge, and the challenge is to get the greater community of Toronto, and this is a wealthy city, to understand the need to bridge between the health needs that our Indigenous peoples have and their culture, to bring the two together, to strengthen the greater community, and to, you know, to pay attention to that kind of need. Do you have anybody, any great support on board now?
A great support, yes. Large corporations, not yet. This all came about when I became a member of the finance committee of the foundation, and I was having lunch with some friends one day and telling them about my new job, and they said, oh, that sounds really interesting. You know, we'd be interested in helping, and we'd like to do something, and this is a firm that has a foundation. So one Sunday afternoon in December, I sent out an email to six people and said, let's have a friendraiser. It's going to cost you this much. You write a check for this much. You're going to have to sell tickets. You're going to have to help us find auction donations. That email went out at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. And as evidence of what all idiots we all are in the financial services, by 6:15, it was a go. Everybody was in. The emails just came back. We're in, we're in, we're in, we're in. So it's a fabulous organizing committee, and it's all, with the exception of myself, it's all portfolio management firms. So they're the people who manage money for these trusts that are established for many of the communities.
That has got optimism written into it, real optimism. So, Kelly, can you tell us once again where, when, how much, and how can people reach someone to get one of those tickets?
When is Wednesday, June 7th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Where is at the St. James Event Center, which is at church, on the Church Street side of the St. James Cathedral grounds. The cost is a very modest $100. And to get tickets, they can go to the foundation's website at support.anishinaabe.ca, And there's a link there for events. They can click on the link and they can buy their tickets online. We also have arranged, because on Thursday, June 7th, there'll be chiefs from all over Ontario in for the Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership AGM. So we have arranged for a luxury coach to bring any of those chiefs and any of those delegates down from their hotel, which is near the airport, to the event and back again. So they don't have to worry about parking or driving in downtown Toronto. They will be chauffeured down and chauffeured home. So we would encourage all those chiefs to go online at supportanishinaabe.ca and buy tickets, or they can call the foundation's executive director, Julie Cookson.
There's a lot of opportunity to network at this event as well. So for $100 to get access to show support for the Anishinaabe Health Foundation, I would get over there on Wednesday, June 7th, 5:30 to 7:30 at the St. James Cathedral, which is Church and King Street. And I just want everyone to know that you can get tickets by going to supportanishinaabe.ca, and I'm going to spell it for you, okay? Support, SUPPORTANISHINAWBE.ca. And on that great note, I want to say Chi Miigwech, and thank you so much to Kelly. Kelly, thank you for all your work that you're doing in the Indigenous community and your work across the country. Thank you so much for listening in to another edition of Nation Talk. This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.